The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you.
Hey, this is Junie Fisher for Clear Out West Radio.
That's right, Sister Junie Tunes. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and she's tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Nice.
What do you got for us this week?
Well, we're in February.
It is, yeah.
And a lot of the times we get a little February thaw, right?
We do, yeah.
That's a reminder to trim your horses.
It is, and man, mine are in need, because I trimmed a little too early in the fall.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, dadnabbit. So
you're too efficient.
Well, they're due. All right.
Well, you know, there's many different philosophies about trimming and shoeing, and whatever works best for you is the one you should use.
Right.
I do not prescribe to the 4-point trim.
No.
But I don't see anything wrong with it either.
Yeah, if it works for you.
If it works for you, by all means.
Go for it.
But the one thing that you have got to remember to do is to pare out the sole of that hoof.
That's a fact. You can't just trim, and you can't just rasp it flat. You got a pair.
And you need to address the frog.
Yes.
Not in this country, but in some countries, they get a nasty fungus in there, and you can't get it cured.
True story. Dad used to call that the heart pump of the hoof.
That's right.
So if you neglect the frog, you're neglecting the hoof.
Pretty soon you won't have a hoof, and soon you won't have a horse.
Well, it goes back to the old for the want of a nail.
Yeah, I like that one. That's a good one.
I do too. Yeah, that's right. Actually, that's some great information there, big fella.
Yeah.
And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say hardware? Pumping who?
How many?
What? They did what? How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's pick.
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house, and it's time we'll get them trimmed.
That's right. Yeah.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Oh, I don't think we did so bad.
I just about said our old childhood P.O. box there.
248.
Yeah, right. Let's have some music.
Let's do it.
You betcha. Chuck Pyle's riding along with us. Remember, someone's near.
A string around your finger, a note up on the mirror. Something to remind you to remember someone's near. When the world feels so huge, you're about to disappear. Let this song remind you to remember someone's near. God's gift to you is your life, life and liberty. Your gift to God is your delight in all that you can be. God's gift to you is this prayer to remind you love is there. Your gift to God is to remember that love is everywhere. The sky you travel under is a sky that's overcast. When everything unravels and hope is fading fast, let the lightning and the thunder remind you of the power that comes. comforts our loved ones in all the darkest hours. God's gift to you is your life, life and liberty. Your gift to God is your delight in all that you can be. God's gift to you is this prayer to remind you love is there. Your gift to God is to remember that love is everywhere. When the changes overcome us and fill our hearts with fear, mortal angels among us remind us someone's near. A sister, a brother appear out of nowhere. We were given one another in answer to our prayers. God's gift to you is your life and liberty. Your gift to God is your delight in all that you can be. God's gift to you is this prayer to remind you love is there. Your gift to God is to remember that love is everywhere.
Good stuff from the late Chuck Pyle.
Miss that guy.
You know, we're saying that a lot.
We're kind of at that stage in our life, aren't we?
We're going, well, as a matter of fact, we just got back from a burying.
We did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, my marrying and burying tie is about wore out.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. We're going to fewer marrying.
Yeah, fewer.
We're going to more burying, but that's all right, I guess. Yeah.
Well, it's inevitable.
It
right?
is. Yeah. Part 11. Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're talking about the trivial crap that you remember. pets' names?
Childhood pets, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well,
childhood pets, And childhood horses. Your first horse.
Yeah, my first horse.
It was King.
Yeah. And Prince.
King and Prince. We had the royalty.
That's right.
The little POAs.
Yeah.
Well, they were Shetlands.
They were full-blown Shetlands, weren't they?
Yeah.
They acted it.
They did, didn't they? Dogs.
Dogs, yeah.
Snooks. Yeah.
Dootsie.
Holy cow. You know, okay, so you can remember horses' names, dogs' names, cat.
Only one.
Me too.
Karen.
And you know why.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know why?
She was our babysitter.
Well, she was. And she had kittens.
On my legs.
On your leg.
In the bed.
In your bed, on your leg.
On my leg.
Yep. Well, it was a good warm place.
Oh, man, was it ever.
Absolutely. Seems like you were having a dream about snakes.
Snakes, yes, I was.
Something like that.
Why can I remember?
Okay, how come?
Why?
Why can you remember that?
I know I have dreams.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Nowadays. But couldn't tell you what it was.
I dream every night, and I can't tell you what it is the next morning.
No.
All I remember is that it was very vivid.
There was
and
a dream.
And it was enough to wake me up.
Well,
but there you go.
I cannot confirm or deny that I dream.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Can't just okay. Well, I certainly can.
Yeah.
Holy moly! But you remember that? You remember Karen having kittens?
I remember Karen
and having in bed with you.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
And I remember her pulling the hair out of that German Shepherd back when the German Shepherd went into the saddle shop.
Yeah.
And that's where Karen and her kittens were.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, that German Shepherd come screaming out of
and
there.
And Karen riding right in the middle of him, just a spurring away, boy.
I had forgotten about that. I'm glad you brought that memory back.
She was breaking some hair.
She was, wasn't she? That's some good memories right there.
That's good stuff.
So why is it that after someone introduces themselves to you,
Don't go there. Don't know. No.
You cannot repeat their name back to them.
No.
Right?
I can't.
Yeah. One time somebody asked Baxter, said, how do you have such a good memory? And he says, well, it's real easy, Fred. And the guy's name wasn't Fred.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's my standard name, too, is Mike.
Mike. Oh, that's right. Mike. Yeah, right.
If I don't know your name,
your name's Mike. Mike. Yeah. Yes. Let's ditch out to another cow commercial. Okay. And when we come back, Trey Allen is riding along with us with a little bit of poetry.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web. So why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.